Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9-3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
I'm John Batchelor with Selina Zito of the Washington Examiner, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, and the New York Post, speaking of the Keystone State in the hours till the midterm election. But it could be any midterm election, and it could be any presidential cycle. The Keystone State has been the center of a conversation in this country as far back as this country. So why we spend so much time, not only is our birthplace, but because we're comfortable with the decisions made by the Keystone State. And we go to the 6 CD. This is Reading, Pennsylvania, Chester County, Berks County. This is Collar County's eastern Pennsylvania, outside of Philadelphia. Very, very important for the development of Pennsylvania and for the country. Reading, as Selina mentions in her copy, is the Reading Railroad on your Monopoly game board. Okay, that's how important this is. You know, it's one thing to be a railroad. It's another thing to pay $25 when you land on it, unless you won't. Okay, fine. Now, it used to ship anthracite coal, the really best stuff, to all the cities on the East Coast. It no longer does that. It has other concerns. And you spoke to Nicholas Camacho, who is a Republican organizer. And again, it's the issues that matter to him, not the origins of the families that he's speaking to. And he uses an analogy that I think works. He says that the Latino voters, the Hispanic voters, the voters from Mexico or Puerto Rico or Colombia, they don't vote from where they came from. They vote on issues like the Italians. And Selina made me smile because the idea of an Italian voting because Tuscany has a good season of olive groves seems ridiculous to anybody who mentions, oh, you've got a good olive harvest, so therefore you're going to vote Democratic. No. So what we have here is the transformation of the Latino vote. Is it the same issues in the 6 CD that we found in the 17th, cost of living and crime?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, these issues are universal. It is everywhere. I've never seen a year quite like this cycle in which almost every community in this country is suffering from the exact same affliction. A lot of this is post-COVID restriction issues, right? These are the after effects of locking people down. These are the after effects of allowing demonstrations and protests to go unchecked. These are the realities of having no consequences for breaking the law in terms of the crime problem, but there are also the realities of putting way too much money in our economy from the government, giving people way too much money to stay home, and you impact society in such a negative way. What is and the border is just astounding to see that flow every day, massive flow across the border is also just astounding that nobody is doing anything about it or addressing it from the podium in the White House. And voters are looking at this and saying, look, these three things are impacting my life. And the DC and the president Democrats and the president have continuously told us, don't believe your eyes. It's not really happening. And so people are walking away from Democrats who are lifelong Democrats because they are frustrated that they're not hearing them.
A last detail in our final minute. And when you spoke to Chris Hoffman, this is in Callisterville, Pennsylvania, he acknowledged that there's going to be vote splitting by Republican voters. And vote splitting is an old tradition in Pennsylvania, Selina. I can remember my grandfather, who was a Republican ward leader, complaining about vote splitting. I mean, this is back to the 1950s. We're going to see Republicans split their vote between Oz and Shapiro. Does Shapiro's campaign know that?
Yeah, they're well aware of that. I think that they were skeptical initially that voters would do that. However, and as you point out, Pennsylvanians have a long tradition of splitting their vote. In 2000, they split their vote between Rick Santorum and Al Gore. In 2020, they split their vote between Joe Biden and then a huge red wave down ballot. So Pennsylvanians do this all the time. I just think that the political class isn't always up to speed in understanding that.
Selena Zito, Washington Examiner, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, New York Post. A week before we start all over again, we have frequent elections. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.